This is the Composer's Datebook for August 31st. I'm John Zeck. The first performance of this familiar music took place on today's date in the year 1848. Feel free to clap along if you like. The Radetzky March is undoubtedly Johann Strauss Sr.'s most famous work. Its performance has become obligatory at the annual New Year's concert of the Vienna Philharmonic. But few people outside of Vienna know that this music had a distinct political subtext in Strauss's day, and not everyone back then was clapping along. Field Marshal Radetzky was the commander of the Austrian forces who put down insurgent Democrats in Italy during the revolutions of 1848, and as such became a counter-revolutionary hero in Europe. The premiere of the Radetzky March occurred at a concert attended chiefly by Austrian military and monarchists, and the tune quickly became the unofficial anthem of the Austrian military and ultra-conservatives, the far right of that time. Curiously enough, Johann Strauss Jr. held diametrically opposite political sympathies from his father. The younger Strauss even wrote a revolution march, and in 1848, his Viennese orchestra once dared play the far-left French anthem, the Marseillaise, which got him in trouble with the authorities. By the end of the 19th century, however, the bloody political troubles of 1848 were diplomatically swept under the collective Austrian carpet, and Johann Strauss Jr.'s Blue Danube Waltz became the unofficial anthem for all Austrians, right, left, and center. For more information, you can check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.